Good morning, world. With news and commentary for the 28th of June, 2005, I'm King David McKenzie. As of 11:45 Universal Coordinated Time, here is how the world is treating itself. GWB is going to speak to America over the corporate airwaves tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time. I don't think he has much of anything to say that will make me forget that I care about my country, but he'll do his best anyway. The end of the Supreme Court's year was yesterday. The bad news is we're stuck with William Rehnquist as Chief Justice for the foreseeable future. The could-have-been-worse news is that we're stuck with William Rehnquist as Chief Justice for the foreseeable future. He did not announce his retirement yesterday. Cable networks gave the so-called BTK killer, who terrorized Wichita, Kansas for decades, airtime to describe his murders in nauseating detail yesterday, and they're still repeating it as I speak. And this wasn't just court TV. It was also CNN and MSNBC, Fox Propaganda Channel. Can anybody please tell me why a scumbucket in Kansas murdering innocent Americans is somehow more newsworthy than a lying scumbucket in Washington conning an entire nation into a war against Iraq in which thousands of Americans and Iraqis are killed for no reason whatsoever? Kenya put two alleged Al-Qaeda terrorists on trial. They were accused of being involved in, among other things, the bombing of a hotel there in 2002. And the verdict came back yesterday. Acquittal. This is the third such terrorism-related acquittal in a Kenyan court in the last 2 years. It turns out that the raising of that goofy terror threat index in December 2003, leading to over a couple dozen Christmastime plane flights being canceled, was based on an insane premise that Al Jazeera, the Arabic language news service on satellite TV, were hiding secret code numbers in their on-screen headline crawl, and that the CIA decided that these non-existent numbers were indications of a pending Al-Qaeda attack that has yet to take place. Apparently, the CIA employs the child of that downstate Illinois woman who thought Larry Lujack was sending her personal coded messages every day in 1974 over WCFL radio in Chicago, or maybe the one-time FCC staffer who was convinced he could hear pornographic messages being sung in the Kingsman version of Louie Louie. Of course, proof that that song is not pornographic can be found in these two facts. One, the Kingsman record is still played on oldies radio stations without any licenses being pulled for it. And two, as a big Red Fox and Rudy Ray Moore fan in my teenage years, I spent over a decade trying to find a recorded version of Louie Louie using the smutty version of the lyrics that was worth listening to. I couldn't find any. If anyone knows of one, please go ahead and send me the MP3 at the email address at the end of this report. And as for the CIA, I have a coded message for them in the next three words. George Bush sucks. There. Let's see how they decode that at Langley. Hollywood has hit its longest box office slump in history. Box office figures have declined for the 18th consecutive week now, and last weekend's rake-in was down 16% from this week last year, when the movie Disney Tried to Kill, Fahrenheit 9/11, opened at number one. I have to wonder if Hollywood is finally figuring out, at long last, that remakes and sequels just ain't going to cut it anymore. Now, the next few minutes are the responsibility of Keith Olbermann of MSNBC. Let me explain what is going on here. There's been a new online poll taken by the Discovery Channel of who Americans believe the greatest American of all time was. The results: number 5, Ben Franklin; number 4, George Washington; number 3, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.; number 2, Abraham Lincoln; number 1, Ronald Reagan? I'm sure I'm not the only person who thought that that poll was heavily freaked. Keith Olbermann, while reporting last night on this poll, pointed out that Bill Clinton left office with higher poll numbers than Ronzo did. The BBC held its own poll of who Brits believed the greatest Americans were 2 years ago. The results then? Number 5, Mr. T. Yes, that Mr. T. And of course, this is from the same country that kept Slim Whitman in his musical career while giving the world the Beatles and the Who. Number 4, Thomas Jefferson. Number 3, Dr. King. Number 2, Abe Lincoln. Number 1, Homer Simpson. Now, that could have been even worse, as I'm very convinced the Brits could have just as easily gone with Bart Simpson. Anyway, Olbermann then went on to list the greatest American monkeys of all time. Mickey Dolenz ranked number 3. After all of that, Olbermann signed off last night with the words, "Stay tuned for a monkey." All of that was because immediately after his live cable cast last night, MSNBC ran the world premiere of the trailer of co-owned Universal Pictures' latest remake of King Kong. This, of course, was found by the Olbermann crew to be the number one American monkey of all time. King Kong, the character, you know, not necessarily the movie that's coming out. Anyway, the thing is, I catch Olbermann's report as it's repeated at midnight Eastern time. For whatever reason, MSNBC did not run the trailer after the repeat, only after the live show. Thus, when I saw and heard Olbermann say, "Stay tuned for a monkey," the next moving mammal image I saw and heard was Tucker Carlson. Thanks, Keith. You gave me the biggest laugh of the month so far, and I only suspect it was intentional. Finally, it was 30 years ago this morning that Rod Serling died in surgery in Syracuse, New York. There is a webpage I'd like for you to go to today in relation to that. It contains the script of Serling's 1970 television play, "They're Tearing Down Tim Riley's Bar." All you have to do is simply point your browser at tinyurl.com/bftxt. tinyurl.com/b as in boy, F as in Frank, T as in Texas, X as in X-ray, T as in Texas. And you can read the script as you click through the frames there. It's going to be a much more rewarding experience than GWB on the Tube tonight. Trust me on that. A reminder here that this newscast originates from 3 different locations on the World Wide Web: WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and radio.indymedia.org. Please offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast station airing this newscast, whatever support you possibly can, okay? And you can email me at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. That's thevoiceoflabor, L-A-B-O-R, at centurytel, C-E-N-T-U-R-Y-T-E-L, .net. And I'll be seeing you here again tomorrow. I'm King David McKenzie. Remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. Now go make some news of your own today. See you later.